So far this summer, we've been pretty fortunate with rain, something that is not always the case in our listening area. Though we do not often experience the severe drought conditions of western states like California and Oregon, we can all easily recall years with little to no summer rain, rock-hard ground, and soaring temperatures. With those potential conditions in mind, let me offer a few tips for reducing your indoor and outdoor water usage. One of the easiest water conservation changes to make is to install low-flow faucets, toilets, and showerheads in your home. These inexpensive fixes have traditionally gotten a bad rap. Low-flow showerheads used to be synonymous with pitiful water pressure and a bad hair day. But that's no longer the case, and there are a ton of functional, stylish options on the market today. You can also try turning off the water while brushing your teeth, scrubbing stubborn dishes, or lathering your hands. That's a simple, no-cost way to eliminate wasted water. Do you run a dehumidifier? I reuse the water mine produces. Once it's full, I dump it into my washing machine or pour it into a watering can for those houseplants. Similarly, you can collect the condensate from your air conditioner or geothermal system if you have one. If you've ever installed a window AC unit directly above a door frame, you know they can produce a significant amount of dripping water during the course of operation. At my house, I've got that condensate draining directly into a downspout connected to a rain barrel, so it can easily be reused in the yard. Despite my desire to have a lush lawn of beautiful bluegrass that requires thousands of gallons of water each season, I planted drought-resistant grass that doesn't need excessive watering. If you can't switch up on your own grass, you can plant low-maintenance ground cover that doesn't get as thirsty as other traditional choices. My favorite tip for water conservation is to install rain barrels on your downspouts. The water that's collected can be used to wash your car or deck, water your garden, moisten your compost pile, and even fill your pet's water bowls. On top of conserving our precious amount of fresh water, rain barrels can also help lower water bills and reduce pollution by decreasing stormwater runoff, a hot topic here in Maryland right now. You've probably heard about the so-called rain tax. It's a tax levied on properties in Baltimore City and 9 counties in Maryland. It measures the amount of impervious surfaces like parking lots, which may contribute to polluted stormwater runoff, and taxes landowners accordingly. The tax is intended to make a big difference for the Chesapeake Bay, something in all Marylanders' best interests. The money collected can be used to restore eroding streams, enhance wetlands, replace aging water and sewer lines, and for educational purposes. It'll improve streetscapes to create rain gardens and plant trees and other vegetation that reduces the whole state's rainfall runoff. And it will reduce trash through public awareness and street sweeping. Still, one of the greatest ways to reduce the impact of stormwater runoff is to conserve water and to keep the water that washes into the bay as clean as possible. All the aforementioned tips can help everyone go the distance towards healthy streams, rivers, groundwater, and drinking water. So especially as it heats up outside, please do your part to conserve water and protect our natural world. Learn more by visiting www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center, for WYPR, your NPR news station.